you follow US politics, if you just follow social media in the last couple of days, you would have seen a lot of anticipation building around whether or not former President Donald Trump was going to be arrested. So barricades were erected around the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse this week. There are people protesting outside Trump Towers. There are lots of deep fakes being shared on social media as well, ostensibly showing Donald Trump being arrested, although he hasn't actually been arrested. Well, let's try and understand this with Professor John Stremlau, the Honorary Professor of International Relations at WITS. Prof, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Maybe if you can explain to our listeners in very simple terms why Donald Trump is expected to be arrested.
Well, why Donald Trump is expected to be arrested is an indictment that has been before the grand jury, and they have not rendered that indictment as yet, but that he paid $130,000 hush money on the last weeks of the 2016 campaign to a porn star, Stormy Daniels, who claimed she had an affair with Donald Trump, which he denies. And so there's never been an indictment of a former president, and with Secret Service and with Donald Trump being so unpredictable, you really can't figure out what's going to happen next. I might add, in parallelism, as Trevor Noah has done between Jacob Zuma and Donald Trump, brothers of another mother, the lawfare practiced by Jacob Zuma in many ways has been practiced successfully by Donald Trump for years and years, and he's now got 38 cases pending before him in various civil and criminal suits that are pending in various parts of the United States against him. But he is going to use this to rally his supporters, I believe. We just don't know how he's going to behave.
Yeah, Stalingrad in another form. And I imagine Trump will be using this to gather momentum for another potential presidential bid, which we are seeing now. Is he expected to hand himself over? Will there be a standoff at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, for a civil case, which this is, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan Attorney General, has been very clear that Trump does not have to appear before the arraignment. It can be done by his lawyers, and he doesn't have to. But he may well choose to make this a cause celebre and to rally his supporters and to have demonstrations, hence the police are out in force. It's pure Donald Trump showmanship. It's a terrible distraction. He has been guilty of this and lying with abandon all during his presidency, and then protesting against the outcome of the election and not accepting it, and then trying to influence Georgia cases are pending against him for his ability to his alleged attempts at changing the votes. So he's a walking disaster, but it's a distraction from U.S. politics that are more importantly focused on Ukraine, or more importantly focused on climate change, or more importantly focused on economic issues.
Yep. Prof, thank you so much, Professor John Stremlau. Very, very many parallels between former President Donald Trump and former President Jacob Zuma, who is in court today, leading that challenge against the application brought by journalist Karen Morn and the prosecutor, Billy Downer. It's remarkable. The same way that Jacob Zuma used the corruption charges against him to rally support going into Polokwane in 2007. Donald Trump trying to use the charges against him to rally support ahead of his own, another presidential bid by him. There really are remarkable similarities there.